This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The ongoing drama of the partial government shutdown is overshadowing some other big moments in the nation's capital right now. And one of those is the Senate Judiciary Committee holding 2 days of confirmation hearings for President Trump's pick to be the next Attorney General, William Barr. Barr was nominated to take over in December after Jeff Sessions resigned. Barr had previously served as Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush, and if confirmed, he would oversee Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy says the Attorney General nominee needs to make assurances he will not interfere with that investigation. And here to talk to us about the hearings is VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors, who's speaking with us from Washington, D.C. Hi, Liam.
Hey, Mitch.
So what is Leahy looking for from these hearings?
Well, as you said, Leahy and other Democrats on the committee are really looking for assurances that William Barr is not going to interfere in the special counsel's investigation. That's really kind of the main linchpin of what I think they're going to be pressing him on during the hearings today. And, Leahy says that, Democrats and Republicans alike should be looking for those assurances. Here's what he told me when I talked to him last week.
I would hope that if he wasn't willing to allow the Mueller investigation to be independent, I would hope that nobody would vote for him, either Republicans or Democrats.
So, Liam, is it accurate to say that Democrats are hoping to get Barr on the record here regarding keeping Mueller's investigation independent?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there have been reports, that privately he's, told Democrats that he and others, when he's met with senators in their offices before the hearings, that he's going to say he's not going to interfere, and he respects Robert Mueller. But they're really looking to press him on that and get that publicly on the record during these hearings. And, the independence of the Justice Department, and especially the Mueller probe, has been a big deal. I mean, Jeff Sessions recused himself from overseeing that investigation, and that was a cause of a lot of tension between Jeff Sessions, the former Attorney General, and President Trump. So, that's one thing Leahy says, that they're really looking to make sure that this Attorney General will kind of pledge to be independent.
Is there anything specific that Barr has said regarding the special counsel's investigation that might be concerning to Democrats like Senator Leahy?
Right. So there have been a couple of things. Barr's made some statements that have been seen as critical. For example, he's criticized the special counsel's office in the press. And he also sent a memo to the Department of Justice that questioned if the law supported investigating whether or not President Trump obstructed justice. So those are some areas where Democrats are a little concerned and are looking to, again, press him on this issue of keeping the counsel, special counsel, independent. Some have said maybe he should recuse himself. And when I talked to Leahy says he doesn't think that recusal is necessary. He's just really looking for kind of a commitment to the independence.
He's going to make it very clear to us he's not going to allow President Trump or anybody at the White House to pick and choose who's going to be prosecuted.
So Leahy's definitely concerned about the special counsel here, and the focus of the questioning will be probably on that. But are there any other areas that Leahy might be interested in?
Well, I think so. William Barr is seen also as a tough on crime person. He's had some hardline stances in the past. For example, in 1992, when he was Attorney General previously, he had a note in this DOJ document that was called the Case for More Incarceration, which essentially made the case for incarcerating more people and building more prisons. And so Leahy says he wants to see if Barr's priorities have shifted.
Yeah, and that certainly goes against what's happening now. There's a bipartisan effort to reduce some sentences and have less incarceration in the country. Liam, what happens next?
Well, so we have 2 days of hearings. Today, on Tuesday, the hearing will just be with William Barr. He'll be answering questions from senators. And then the next day, on Wednesday, there'll be outside witnesses and testimony. So once those are done, the committee will vote on whether or not to move that confirmation along, and then it goes to the full Senate to approve or not approve William Barr as Attorney General.
That's VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors joining us from Washington, D.C., where he is currently following Congressman Peter Welch for the latest episode of Brave Little State. Liam, thank you so much.
You bet.